Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Lost in the dark, a podcast to find. The unexplainers in a temple confined. Secrets suppressed by the government's hand. But now they're back with the beat of the band. Mysteries and tales, untold and unknown. The unexplainers rise, their cult has grown. From ancient ruins to the secrets they keep. Their words like lightning strike deep. Now every night, the faithful gather to listen to the unexplainers. It don't matter the truth they seek. Hidden so deep from UFOs to things they'll never sleep.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
You're listening to Cal Zapatista. The Cal Zapatista Show, here on the radio, on the podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. It's me, Cal Zapatista, here again to do another episode of the Cal Zapatista programme via your favourite podcast provider, the Demon Seed Podcast, which, as you can tell, is not here at the moment. And as we all know by now, when nobody turns up to do an episode of the podcast, I'll jump out the woodwork and well, I'll carry the cross, I'll bear the weight, as they say. And I certainly am carrying that cross and bearing that weight this week because I've got nothing to give. Well, saying that, I've got more to give than last time because, I don't know, for those of you who are regular listeners, all six of you, you'll realise a couple of weeks ago there was no episode at all and no one said nothing and we all kept really quiet in the hope that no one would notice. And you know what? I think we got away with that. But anyway, this week I'm back on top form with some great memories as I head down memory lane on my golden BMX of dreams. And I tell you about some of the things that I remember from the glory days of my youth that you'll probably be a sort of associated with as well. And you might have some glorious memories of. But what I hear you ask is today's topic. Well, it's a great question. Today's topic, of course, is television. None other than one of the greatest entertainment systems known to us since the dawn of time, apart from fire and watching someone getting their head kicked in, of course. But yeah, TV's been great to us over the years. It's given us everything from news and current affairs to comedy, light dramas, heavy dramas, and music. But there's one thing that really stands out for me from television, and that's adverts. And there's a couple of adverts I'm going to cover today that really, really mean a lot to me. And they're adverts that hail from the mid to late 90s. What could they be, I hear you asking? Are they the adverts for Country Life Butter, Cal? No, they're not. Are they adverts for the Yellow Pages, Cal? No, they're not. Are they adverts for Bisto Gravy, Carl? No. Are they adverts for when British Gas was privatised and you was reminded to buy shares? It's not them, no. I can also hear you asking, are they adverts for... what else would it be? Flake, only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. Is it those adverts? And I'm, well, no, it's not. Well, there's some of you I can hear asking, what about if it's, is it the advert for that chocolate where the man wore the roll neck jumper and he did skiing and he was like James Bond, milk tray. Is it the milk tray adverts, Carl? I hear you asking. And I, no, it's not that either. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Carl, is it the adverts for... what other adverts do we have on in them days? We've done Yellow Pages. Oh, is it the adverts for Imperial Leather Soap, which showed a brand of soap as being highly luxurious because it came in red cardboard packaging and had a golden metallic badge on the front? And it's, no, it's not that either. You're getting warmer, in a way. Okay, well, I can still hear a few of you asking questions about what sort of advert I'm going to look at today. Is it an advert for... so it's pasta sauce. No. Is it an advert for, crisp biscuits or bread in general? No, it's none of them. What could it be? What could it be? I know you're all on the edge of your seat. And I'm going to tell you now. I'll tell you exactly.
You're listening to Cal's Appetista.
No, that's not supposed to be there. No. Done it again, haven't I there? Hang on a minute. Fuck's sake, done it again. Hang on. Okay, so sorry, I did the voice with the echo there, which is not conducive to this. No, it's, of all the adverts I've just mentioned, it's none of them. It's a real trip down memory lane because I'm looking at one specific group. Hang on a minute, computer's doing something. No. I'm looking at one specific group of adverts that really mean a lot to a lot of people. That's right, I'm talking about telephone chat lines. And I think if you're a bit in the dark, check the fuck this out.
Come on, call chat back. 50-50-50.
Oh yes, you remember it, those late night evenings when you was watching Channel 4, whether it was Euro Trash or The Word or any of them classic late night programmes, or even them late night Godzilla films they used to show. You'd always get in between them the adverts for the late night chat lines, and they was thick and fast. 10 to the dozen in them days, they was everywhere, weren't they? And I never actually called any myself, but it was certainly a craze in them days to because you didn't have the internet. If you're under a certain age, you won't realise this, but we didn't have chat rooms or Twitter or X or whatever it's called, or we did have TikTok dances or, Instagram or any of that. We literally, what we had to do was stay up till about 10:30 at night and then sit in front of the television from 10:30 till about 2:00 in the morning, and then wait to be reminded by these adverts that there was a telephone system that we could use, and that by ringing a number we could speak to complete strangers in different parts of the country. What exactly we'll talk about is completely up to you, and I imagine some of those conversations remain private to this day, but I'm quite sure a lot of them was untoward and slightly sinister. But at least a good thing about those phone calls is we couldn't trace the person. So on either end of the spectrum, if you was a psychotic murderer, no one will find out where you were calling from. And if you were the victim of a psychotic phone caller, Well, he's never really going to know where you are anyway, unless you tell him your home address, which is something I wouldn't advise to anyone. But nonetheless, 0891 50 50 was a 50 50 50, should I say, was a complete slammer. But it weren't the only one. Who can remember this timeless classic?
Don't be bored.
Call.
Ring.
What's the number now?
0891 27 27 27.
Ooh. Timeless memories there. 0891 27 27 27. For me personally, that one was stuck in the head for months and months on end. And I remember going up Cross Keys College and smoking a mix in the car park in my mate's car. It was my mate's mother's car, because obviously none of us could afford our own motor in them days. We can barely afford a motor ourselves these days. But smoking a two-fag mix in there and being a bit stoned up and turning to my mate and saying, 0891 27 27 27, and we laughed. You know, we laughed, and I think that's what there was an innocence in those days, weren't there? You know, these days, if two kids are smoking a mix in someone else's car, and they turn to each other and say, "What's your Twitter handle, mate?" and the other one says, "It's not called Twitter no more; it's called X," and then the other one says, "Yeah, well, fuck off then," and then they punch the shit out of each other. That's modern youth for you, you know. But whereas in those days, you know, we was united by. You know, things like adverts, like the one you just heard there, 0891 27 27 27. And, you know, in some ways, I wish these phone lines were still active. I mean, if you've got a lot of money, let me know. We can invest in probably starting one of these up again. Oh, I mean, well, technically, what I could just do is a live stream on the internet, and people could just phone me there. Or, you know, I'm confusing myself now anyway. But, yeah, anyway... they weren't the only two. Check this old fucker out now.
Still bored?
Uh-huh.
Then try this for size.
0891 55 55. Clearly, you can hear a lot of influence there. That's rubbed off on me throughout the years. That has, you know, that was like another belter, weren't it? And again, I never rang these. One of the things I did ring up for, though, late at night was I saw an advert for the thing called Copter Kite. And I don't know if any of you remember this, but it was, if you can imagine, a foam helicopter, two-dimensional, the shape of a helicopter that was cut out. It was green, and it had a propeller blade on top, and it was attached, obviously, to a bit of string. And you could throw it in the air, and it would, you know, it said you could do touch-and-go landings with it. I'll never forget that. And I seen this advert. It was about 25 quid. It was advertised on late night telly around about the same time as those chatline adverts. I was shit faced with my mate, fucking wreck we was, and my other mate's house. And we seen this advert for the touch and go foam helicopter about 2 or 3 in the morning on the telly. And we phoned up the company to order one. But we were so in wrecked, we just said, I want a helicopter with a bit of string, please. And they said, what? A couple of times. He said, I just want a helicopter with a bit of string. Nothing happened. Put the phone down in the end. I think I was sick shortly afterwards. Hard to remember exactly, because I would have been, let's have a look, around about 35 years ago now. So distant memories, but great memories nonetheless. If you got memories, let us know. Why not email the Demon Seed? Well, actually, we haven't got an email address. Tweet Demon Seed, or take a picture and post it on Instagram. I don't know. There's something in it. But before I run out of things to say, who can remember this classic?
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
No. That, seriously, I was going to fucking run then, and I was going to drop swiftly via a segue into this fucking latest advert. But once again, I fucked it. Honestly, it does you, boils your piss. Look, this is the other one. This is the other advert, what was on, the memories and all that.
0891
To be completely honest with you, I've no recollection of that one at all. Primarily, I mean, it was all pretty much 0891 50 50 50, and I think the majority of people listening to this would have cottoned onto that in the first 2 minutes or so when I put that on. The rest of these are, you know, they're a bit weak, really, aren't they? But it does fill up time, and it keeps us all busy while we wait for the mortal coil for us to shuffle off that into the end of our existence, I suppose, in it, you know. But you've got to find something to do to keep yourself busy, and this is one of them. I'll do another one just to fill a bit of time up. Hang on.
Find love on the phone. Call the Singles Network
on 0891 808 808.
I mean, clearly, like, they did start to get a bit fruity towards the end, you know, a bit of a sexy time, that one. Clearly that was designed for the people looking for romance. And one of the ones I forgot was the old gay chat advert, which was a massive hit, even amongst the straight community. Everyone remembers gay chat, but, like, to be honest, I didn't even bother looking for that. But if you don't know what it is, just basically imagine one of those adverts where you just heard a telephone number being repeated over some music, but someone suggesting you can speak to like-minded men who are looking for the same things as you. And those men included a man dressed like a doctor, a man wearing some stripy clothes, lifting some weights, and a topless fella. Classic, that was. If you're on YouTube, just type it in. Gay chat. Great stuff.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
Well, certainly been rolling thick and fast with the memories this week. And I really hope I've given you a bit of food for thought there. Because, like I said, I really aim to please with a unique podcast that gives a humorous approach to memories of yesteryear. But it's not all my memories. Some of them are memories from you yourselves, the readers, the listeners, the viewers, the watchers, the followers. When I say that, in fact, what it is memories from other people that I've lifted off the internet. And I just found someone had written this on the internet about an experience they had with Lenny Henry. And it's a memory. We've all heard of Lenny Henry, so I thought that sort of really, in a way, that does count as something you can put towards a form of content for this podcast. Can you? Well, fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to call this section of the podcast, I'm going to call this Memories of Lenny Henry and also Dawn French.
My friend who worked for Comic Relief once invited me to a fundraiser where a bunch of celebrities were going to be. I was 18 and so excited, I mean, not least because I desperately wanted to work for Comic Relief one day. After the show, I walked up to my friend who was chatting with Lenny Henry and I said, "Hi." He ignored me. He literally looked down his nose at me whilst giving me a disgusted look. I stood next to my friend for a minute or so, felt a bit sad. And then, to my surprise, Dawn French came over. And I was so excited to see her, but before I was able to say hi, she stood on my foot and was glaring at me. I mean, she knew what she was doing, and it was so fucking weird, and I didn't know what to do, so I just froze. I mean, at one point I remember saying, "Sorry, you're on my foot." Still, she gave me such an evil glare, locking eyes for what seemed like an eternity, she refused to move. So, I mean, basically, I stood there for ages in so much pain. I mean, I was wearing open-toed sandals. I mean, to this day, I don't even know why she did it. I mean, Lenny was giving me dirty stares as well. It's like my mere presence disgusted them both. It was devastating, to be honest. Because I'd loved them both so much growing up. I was just a kid, shy, quiet. My friend even introduced me as I was dreaming about working for Comic Relief back then. Oh, well.
Memories of Lenny Henry there. I mean, what do you reckon? I personally reckon Lenny Henry's probably, I don't know, I reckon he could be a bit of a prick, really, couldn't he? I mean, the fact he'd been on television so long for so many years and then he just disappeared off of television, he's probably got a few sore bones about that. You know, imagine if people, "Oh, like, Lenny, you used to be good, didn't you? You used to be on television, Lenny. Where are you now? You don't even see you doing the adverts for the Travel Lodge no more, mate. You know, are you going to turn up for Comic Relief this year and show them kids with worms getting vaccinated? Probably not." So you can see why he's probably a bit of a prick. And as for Dawn French, so she just looks like a bad end overall. Anyway, I hope you've all had a great time. And don't forget to tune in next week when someone else will turn up and do something better. Ciao.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista. The Carl Zapatista Show. You're on the radio.
I've done it again. It's a wrong. It's not. I don't want to fucking. Right, that's better. I've taken the echo off the voice. I was going to end the podcast there, but clearly there was a reason why I was doing it this week, and I completely wiped my mind. But there is an actual reason, because when you hear normally the demon. When you normally hear the Demon Seed podcast, obviously you've got the main presenters, Mike and John, and you've got Reese talking about swimming pool and all that. But sometimes there is a bit of effort put into it, and the effort I'm talking about is before this all happened, there used to be a programme called The Unexplainers, which was a fantastic programme commissioned by the BBC that starred Mike and John, and Reese was one of the other people that worked on it at the time. And we actually did proper interviews with people, and we, not me, because I'm Carl Zapatista, ain't I? What a fucking prick. But to cut long story short, right, the fifth series, which never came out before, has never been released apart from when it came out on a BBC, is going to be available as a podcast on the original Unexplainers Extra podcast feed. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard from them, go over and check it out, because the final series we ever done is going to be available for the first time in the history of mankind. So you get to hear great experiences involving time travel, ghosts, monsters, witches, legends, all that. And it is coming. So something with a bit of production values and actually decent for once. It'll be nothing to do with this podcast, by the way. I might as well play the Gay Exchange adverts. Hang on.
Thousands of guys call Gay Exchange every day. Dial 0891 34 34 34 and make contact with the right men right here, right now.
Them fucking stripy trousers look fucking horrible. Ta-da.
You're listening to Carl Zapatista.
Nope.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now,
it's here. Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.